Chapter 4. As Jin soon found out, the soldiers who'd rescued her were working for the Rebel Alliance. It seemed, however, that they hadn't come to free her, but to imprison her someplace else. Not even a day later, they delivered her to the headquarters of the Rebel Alliance on a green moon orbiting a gas giant called Yavin. There, they hauled her in front of what she guessed must have been their version of a court-martial. A man who identified himself as General Draven oversaw the proceedings, along with another rebel leader, the gravelly-voiced General Dodonna. A third man stood nearby. Dark-haired and slim with a mustache and a stubbled chin, he had the hard eyes of a man who stood ready to do whatever it took for the Alliance to win. Draven rattled off the list of offenses the Imperials had arrested Jin for, which impressed her not at all. She knew the crimes she'd committed. When that was done, though, he continued.
Imagine if the Imperial authorities had found out who you really were, Jin Erso.
Jin tried not to flinch at the use of her real name. If they knew that, there was no telling what else they might have on her.
That's your given name, is it not? Jin Erso? Daughter of Galen Erso, a known Imperial collaborator in weapons development?
That shocked her. She'd spent most of her life trying to run away from her father's reputation, and she feared what the Alliance might want from her now that they'd learned her secret. What is this? She asked. Mon Mothma, a human woman with short red hair, the one-time senator from Chandrila, stepped from the shadows to answer.
It's a chance for you to make a fresh start. We think you might be able to help us.
She turned toward the mysterious man.
This is Captain Cassian Andor, Rebel Intelligence.
Cassian stepped forward and sized Jin up with flinty eyes.
When was the last time you were in contact with your father?
The question surprised Jin, and she had lost track after a lifetime on the run. 15 years ago? She estimated.
Any idea where he's been all that time?
Jin didn't care.